KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. On a Tuesday, it's August 3rd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you on KFIZ. Thanks for joining us this morning. And time for our August conversation with our friends over at the Fond du Lac Public Library. Each month, we keep you updated on what's happening at the library, different fun programs and interesting opportunities to learn something about your community and for ways to get involved with your community as well with the public library. And joining us on the phone lines this morning is Library Director John Mark Bullhaus. John Mark, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, Spencer. I'm doing great. It's a great day to in Fond du Lac and a great day to come out to the library.
Absolutely. Summer is still going strong. Got some time left before, you know, the fall back to school and all that stuff kicks in. So plenty of time to enjoy a trip out to the library if you're looking for a great time on any day of the week, really. But I know a big thing we've been talking about with Ian the last couple months is that summer reading program. And I know that starts to wind down this month, but still some time for folks to participate in that. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're hoping that if people haven't turned in their cards, please do so via our Beanstack app or just come into the library. We're winding down, but it's been a really good summer. You know, as I always say, that you know, the reason that we do summer reading, we always have lots of prizes and gifts and things that we pass out, and of course we're doing our big ice cream giveaway if we can hit 2 million minutes. But the real most important thing about summer reading is that having kids read during the summer, and I know that Ian's probably talked to you a lot about this, but it's to avoid that summer slump. Mm-hmm. Kids who don't read during the summer are going to be 2 or 3 months behind their counterparts once school starts again. And the trouble is, it's cumulative. And so it just, you can lose an entire year, be a year behind after just a couple months, you know, of not reading. So we're really trying to encourage it. And, of course, the big event is August 22nd. That's a Sunday. If we can get the community to read 2 million minutes, we're going to be doing a big ice cream giveaway right there at the library.
Okay, so 2 million minutes. Do we know how mm-hmm. close we are to reaching that goal?
We do. We're closer than you think. Last week we were at about 1.25 million minutes. I was off yesterday, so I didn't see the numbers come in on Monday to see what they are. But I would imagine that we're close to 1.5 million. So we're really close. All we need are just a couple more minutes for people to, you know, log and let us know about it, and we can get over the top and we can have ice cream there at the library.
All right, so if you want ice cream, get to reading, turn in those minutes, and hopefully there's a big celebration for 2 million minutes. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. We think it's a really good idea, and I want to personally thank the Friends of the Fond du Lac Public Library. They're the ones who are funding this this ice cream giveaway. They do a lot of really good things for the library, and this is just one.
Very cool. I know you have an event coming up on August 12th. Tell us about that. It's the virtual, is it Loteria? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Loteria.
There you go.
Yeah, this will be
my Spanish is not great.
Yeah, my Japanese is better than my Spanish, but my Spanish is there a little bit. The virtual Loteria is happening August 12th at 6 o'clock via Zoom. So Loteria is kind of like, the best way to describe it is like bingo. Coming from the Hispanic culture.
Okay.
It's a traditional card game that's enjoyed in Mexico and other countries. And so we're going to win prizes. It's really fun. And instead of picking numbers like B27 and 073, the way that Loteria works is that you pick some really colorful cards and match on that. And so it's a lot of fun, kind of a neat way to, you know, experience somebody else's culture and see how things are done there. We're really looking forward to it. You can register at fdlpl.org, like anything in the library. We try to keep everything we can right there on the website, fdlpl.org, and it's easy enough to, you know, get registered, and maybe you'll win some prizes.
There you go, and you'll learn how to speak Spanish just by registering,
yeah,
too.
That's right. Well, you'll definitely learn some new words, which will be fun. So
very cool. Coming up on the 16th, you have Craft in the Park, too?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because COVID is still a very serious thing here in our community, we're doing a lot of activities outdoors. We're trying to do as much outdoors as we can, and we've really had a great experience bringing crafts to the park. We'll be at McDermott Park on August 16th, like you said, at 6 o'clock p.m. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be making a decorative stepping stone there, so people will be able to, you know, the materials are, of course, provided, and we'll get a chance to enjoy one of the many parks here in Fond du Lac that we're lucky to have, and possibly, you know, have fun making a craft.
Very cool. One of the neat things that I always enjoy taking in, and I've seen in the past some very interesting topics and watched a few of them on YouTube, is the History at Home series. And you have another very interesting one coming up on August 19th, too.
Yes, we do. Yeah, this one will be really interesting and very something that I think a lot of people, especially if you've been in the community for a while, have maybe even experienced yourself. Tracy Reinhardt, who is, of course, at the Fond du Lac County Historical Society, one of our great partners here in town, is going to focus first on floods of Fond du Lac is basically the topic. She's going to be focusing mostly on this flood of 1924, which was a huge, devastating flood, but is also going to be talking about other floods as well. And so this is kind of an interesting historical topic, something that people may not be that aware of, and then she'll be going over it. Tracy always does a really good job. She knows so much about Fond du Lac and the history of Fond du Lac. We're really lucky to have her working with the library and presenting with us.
And if people want to attend that History at Home, how can they do that?
It's going to be attended. Thanks for asking. It's going to be actually available through Facebook.
Okay.
So at 6 o'clock. So if you go to our Facebook site, we're going to be broadcasting it through that. So we're looking hopefully if things get better in the fall to do some more in-house History at Home programs. But right now we're doing most of them virtually.
Okay. So that's on Facebook. If you want to check that out, that's set for the 19th.
Exactly. 6 o'clock on August 19th.
Very cool. And I know you have that family photo scavenger hunt that's winding down, too, with the library?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to conclude that really soon. So this is something that from our youth department is doing. Basically, come on in, pick up a game sheet from the children's desk, or you can actually download one from the website as well. But stop on by, pick up a game sheet from the children's desk, and then we've got a bunch of images that are spread around town. And it's been a very, very popular event. It's a lot of fun, something that is an all-family event. That's one of the reasons that I really like this one. You know, you can have grandparents can come in, pick up a sheet, and then take their grandkids around town trying to find these images that we've taken photos of throughout Fond du Lac. So I think it's kind of a fun, and then, of course, then there's a contest that's associated with that.
If people want to take part in that, what's the end date for that? If people want more information before they to take part in that,
you know what? I'm not really sure the end date. That's a good question. I'm looking at my little sheet. Okay. Let me look at that for you. I'll get back to you on that one.
Sure.
If I can find it. So
well, of course, they can always check out the library website for more info on
right.
that and all the other information and all the things we talked about here this morning. In our final
Absolutely.
Few minutes, John Mark, any other programming highlights, family highlights you wanted to talk about this month for August for folks to be aware of?
We've got a couple of things that we're still doing a lot of extra things. And there's always something happening at the library. I think every week, you know, last week we had our wonderful concert from the Green Lake Festival of Music. They came and performed here. So every week there's something new. We've got some virtual programming coming up for adults. We're doing a craft and chat on August 4th at 6 o'clock. And then we do community spotlights where we take a community organization and give them a chance to kind of talk about what they do here in town for everyone. We'll be doing another one on the August 11th at 6 via Facebook Live again. And we've got another book club coming up, too. The Check 'Em Out Book Club is happening via Zoom on August 24th at noon. So if you're ever interested in the book club, we've got plenty that get together, both virtually and in person. It's really a great way to, you know, pick a good book, read it with some people that either your friends are going to be your new friends, and talk about and discuss it. So a lot of fun.
Excellent. John Mark, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer. We really appreciate it. Talk to you.
All right, that's John Mark Bolthouse. That is the library director of the Fond du Lac Public Library joining us here on KFIZ, keeping us up to date.